From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Monday released a long list of items that he said should be included in any new nuclear treaty with Iran. That treaty would replace an Obama-era agreement reached in 2015. Pompeo and President Trump have threatened strong sanctions, including unprecedented financial pressure, if Iran doesn't change course. Pompeo spoke in Washington on Monday.
We're prepared to end the principal components of every one of our sanctions against the regime. We're happy at that point to reestablish full diplomatic and commercial relationships with Iran.
In the statement published on Iranian state media shortly after Pompeo spoke, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani dismissed the threats. He said the world today does not accept that the United States decides for the world. Countries have their independence. Who are you to decide for Iran and the world? The United States imposed economic sanctions Monday on Venezuela for what it said was the country's fraudulent re-election of President Nicolas Maduro to a second six-year term. President Trump signed an executive order that banned Americans from oil transactions with Venezuela, which was once one of the world's top oil producers. In a statement, Secretary of State Pompeo called Maduro's re-election an attack on constitutional order and an affront to Venezuela's tradition of democracy. Maduro's victory could trigger more sanctions and more censure from the European Union and Latin America. On Monday, a 14-nation Latin American political alliance denounced the election and vowed to reduce diplomatic ties with Venezuela. This is VOA News. The CIA has its first female director.